Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Tesla revealed Monday that the company plans to lay off more than 10% or roughly 14,000 members of its global workforce, with some departments losing more than 20% of their employees. Two top executives, Drew Baglino and Rohan Patel, also announced that they will be leaving the company. The changes come as Tesla adjusts to a weaker market for its EVs that has seen its profit margins narrow over the past several quarters. Tesla referred to the layoffs as a company-wide restructuring made to reduce cost and increase productivity to prepare for its next phase of growth. U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers dismissed some of the claims in dozens of lawsuits against Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, accusing him of concealing from the public that Facebook and Instagram are harmful to children. 25 of those cases sought to hold Zuckerberg personally liable, but Judge Rogers said the plaintiffs could not rely on Zuckerberg's comparative knowledge of Meta's products to establish he personally owed such a duty to each plaintiff. Such a ruling, she said, would create a duty to disclose for any individual recognizable to the public. YouTube's crackdown on ad blocking is now extended to third-party apps, as the company warns that videos accessed through ad blocking apps on mobile devices may encounter buffering issues or see an error message that reads, "The following content is not available on this app." YouTube last year began disabling videos for users with ad blocking extensions enabled, and is now stating that its policies don't allow third-party apps to turn off ads because that prevents the creator from being rewarded for viewership. The social media platform X may start charging all new users a small fee before they can post, reply to, or like messages. X last October started charging new users in the Philippines and New Zealand a $1 annual fee before they could post on X as part of the program called Not a Bot to reduce spam and bot activity. X updates Radar, an automated account that detects text string changes on X's website, detected new text that states, "New accounts are required to pay a small annual fee before you'll be able to post, like, bookmark, and reply. This is to reduce spam and to create a better experience for everyone. You can still follow accounts and browse X for free." Microsoft has finally resolved a problem that prevented Windows 11 from working on PCs with Intel Smart Sound technology on Intel's 11th generation processors. Intel released audio drivers that fixed the problem nearly 2 years ago, but those drivers were just added to Windows Update this past weekend. After the drivers are updated, users should be able to upgrade to Windows 11, but it could take up to 48 hours before the upgrade is offered. On April 29th, Meta is temporarily shutting down Threads in Turkey to comply with an injunction imposed by the Turkish Competition Authority prohibiting data sharing with Instagram. In a blog post, Meta wrote, "We disagree with the interim order. We believe we are in compliance with all Turkish legal requirements, and we will appeal." In the build-up to April 29th, everyone using Threads in Turkey will receive a notification about the impending closure, and they will be given a choice of either delete or deactivate their profile. In other Meta news, the company's oversight board is investigating how the company handles explicit AI-generated images. The semi-independent policy council is looking into two separate cases over how Instagram in India and Facebook in the U.S. handled AI-generated images of public figures after Meta systems fell short of detecting and responding to the explicit content. In both cases, the sites have taken down the media. EU antitrust regulators are questioning U.S. chipmaker Broadcom about changes to VMware's licensing conditions following complaints from a spate of EU business users and a trade group. The groups in a joint letter complained about sudden changes by Broadcom in policy and practices, which allegedly resulted in steep price increases, rebundling of licenses, a ban on reselling of licenses, and refusal to maintain security conditions for perpetual licenses. Broadcom acquired VMware back in November of 2023. And finally, TikTok has teamed up with AXS to let artists, venues, and festivals sell concert tickets in the app. The new feature is first being rolled out to the US, UK, Sweden, and Australia, with additional markets coming at a later date. Now, any certified artist on TikTok can use the in-app ticketing feature to promote their AXS live dates, according to the company. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend and check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.